Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. This World Oft Can Be is the first rounder release and second full-length album from the Boston-based Della May, and it's my first featured release tonight. This is traditional American music, not just a bluegrass session. It's a combination of tradition and eclecticism, which has become the signature sound for the all-female band who refuse to be pigeonholed. The 12 songs, all originals, are mainly live-in-the-studio first takes, with very little overdubbing except for some of the harmony parts and solos. Let's start off with Pine Tree from Della May and their new release titled This World Oft Can Be.
Tenderly, and we lay we lie between asleep and awake. I wait for the moment when the dream has to break. I love you just the same as when the sun dies, but the truest moment is when she does rise, and we lay like lovers, lay like stars.
We just heard Like Bones from Della May's new album, This World Oft Can Be. The background of how this band came to be is relayed by their founder, Kimber Ludeker. The identity that we've developed as a band is a melting pot of our different personalities and backgrounds. After having the idea at a summer festival, Kimber handpicked musicians from all over the country. Singer Celia Woodsmith comes from a blues rock background. Guitarist Courtney Hartman studied at Berklee College of Music. Bassist Shelby Means played with various bands in Nashville. And mandolin player Jenny Lynn Gardner was schooled in traditional bluegrass. Della May's members hail from all over the United States, and the five women each bring impressive musical resumes amassed in their previous ventures. From Della May's latest album, This World Oft Can Be, this is Hounds.
Where do you go when the light is low, when your ship is sinking, when the storm explodes, when your heart is to the
fortune. I am an honest man. I am tied to my morals by a steady hand. I'll bow my head into the sea.
Was After Music from The Bills and their new release titled Yes Please. The Bills are known the world over for their exquisite songcraft, superb arrangements, and dynamic live performances. The Bills do not disappoint fans on this long-awaited album. Yes Please features some of their finest collaborative songwriting to date. With 12 original compositions and one lush arrangement of a medley of gypsy jazz ballads, these tracks draw all the beauty and energy you can imagine out of acoustic instruments and multi-layered vocal harmonies. Influenced in equal parts by Sam Bush, Stan Rogers, and Chopin, the Bills have crafted an album that appeals to acoustic music fans of all ages and styles. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Since forming in 1996, the Bills have toured theaters and festivals from Copenhagen to California, thrilling audiences with their breathtaking musical explorations and their natural onstage humor and charm. The Bills have forged a musical style all their own, and you can hear that on their latest album titled Yes, Please. Here they are with Not the End.
Thank you. sleeping man came up against the madness of a wicked plan. Everyone took cover from the falling skies, but you know there was no hiding from the Suez lies.
Ain't no cause for concern. Rivers rage, fires burn. We're all spinning, who knows where. Forces move us and they don't care. A ball of fire hovering overhead and counting off the hours. When the circle goes black and turns you back, do you ever panic, think it's never coming back? Ain't no cause for concern. Fires rain, rivers burn. We're all spinning, who knows where. Forces move us and we can hold back every sin in our soul. You worry about to sin. Forget what all your prophets say, cause it fell down before, but it grew back again. Honey, this is not the end.
So I grabbed my shoes in a brown bag sack. Ran on down to Main Street town, and I don't know if I'm ever going back. America sits with freedom ringing, the car horn stopped, the children singing. I ask a question slow and true. What, my friend, does it mean to you? The preacher glazed me, the poet praised me, the CEO just called me lazy. The judge and jury would not be bothered, and the pretty girls all ran and hollered. Shoes of lead. Mama, oh mama, it was out by the water's edge. Ran on down where the river flows and contemplated where to go. Shoes of lead, but I jumped on in just to clear.
sent me to die, but I'm feeling tipsy. All my spirit has woke up with just one taste from the holy cup. I saw when she appeared. A band of scraggled tramps and vagrants singing songs about living in a basement. Holy water like the mother shine. Be my branches, be my vine. Take my body, take my soul. Rock me sweet and let me roll. Happy, so I grabbed my shoes in a brown bag sack.
From the Steel Wheels and their latest release titled No More Rain, that was Water's Edge. Formed by four friends in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, the band has enthralled their loyal fan base with a heady brew of original soulful mountain music. The songs of No More Rain have been honed from years of use, and here they are whittled down to their core. There are some great concerts happening around the state, and here's a list of who's playing when. Matt Nathanson and Joshua Radin at the Murray Theater on October 7th, KT Tunstall at the State Room on October 8th, Jake Shimabukuro at the State Room on October 11th, Carbon Leaf at the Urban Lounge on October 14th, Ani DeFranco at the Depot on October 19th, the California Guitar Trio perform at Peary's Egyptian Theater on November 3rd, Rory Block plays at the Egyptian Theater on November 8th and 9th, and Green Sky Bluegrass does a show at the State Room on November 13th. In Logan, the Taj Mahal Trio performs at the Ellen Echols Theater on October 15th and 16th, and Alisa Feynman and Kimball Hurd play at Crumb Brothers on October 26th. Lastly, the Moab Folk Festival takes place November 1st through 3rd in Moab with Joshua James, the Steel Wheels, who we just heard, and Eliza Gilkison, among others, scheduled to perform. Ruth Moody's newest album, titled These Wilder Things, is full of timeless tunes from haunting gospel to bluegrass. For this new release, this member of the Waylon Jennies couldn't resist looking at life through Mother Nature's gaze. The grand scope of the Earth's landscape is her canvas, and elements such as waves, wind, and the moon are the individual colors residing on her most colorful palette. At times acoustic and understated, and at other times electric and adventurous with organ and horns, These Wilder Things explores the midnight heartbreaks and morning revelations of love and loss. From Ruth Moody, this is Trouble and Woe.
There's a world is full of trouble and woe. All I see is trouble. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna see the trouble that I know. There's a world is full of sadness and tears. There's a world is full of sadness and tears.
Say, sing my way back home.
We just heard Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow from Rebecca Fraser's new album titled When We Fall. It wasn't long ago that Rebecca was a rising star in bluegrass music. Her band, Hit and Run Bluegrass, had been an invited showcase act at the 2005 International Bluegrass Music Association World of Bluegrass, and she graced the cover of the fall 2006 issue of Flat Picking Guitar magazine, the first female flat picker to earn that distinction. But as Rebecca was receiving critical acclaim for her guitar work, her strong vocals, and her songwriting abilities, things turned around when her husband and fellow hit-and-runner John accepted an offer to play mandolin with the John Cowan Band. That meant packing up and moving from Colorado to Nashville, and eventually put their band on an extended hiatus. Rebecca soon found herself with a new passion in the personages of three beautiful children, the middle of whom died unexpectedly in November of 2010. The sudden loss was devastating to Rebecca and John, as you would expect, but in grief she rediscovered her creative urge and began to work on new material and work over songs she had written in recent years. The result is When We Fall. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Dick Weissman, who now lives in Denver after a decade in Portland, was a member of the 1960s folk trio The Journeymen. Since then, his energy has gone into writing music books, teaching banjo and guitar, and working out a lyric style of playing that makes him something like a John Fahey of the five-string banjo. He is one of very few banjo performers anywhere who manages not to sound anything like a bluegrass or old-time music player. His music incorporates everything from jazz and flamenco to classical motifs. Dick Weissman's latest album is titled Near and Far, and this tune is Stuart and the Blue Goose. Thank you.
County, way back up in the pines. That's where I hold the sweetest memories, in the hills of Caroline. Daddy wasn't much of nothing, spent his life doing time. Mama learned me about Jesus in the hills of Hattie, fair and tender, sweet and kind. She taught me how to love a woman in the hills of Caroline. I always thought that we would marry some sweet day, she would be mine. Now Hattie's gone to live with Jesus in the hills of Caroline. If I should die before tomorrow, one request, if you don't mind, just bury me right next to Hattie in the hills of Caroline. That
was Hills of Caroline off the latest album by Daly and Vincent, titled Brothers of the Highway. From the very beginning of their partnership in late 2007, Jamie Daly and Darren Vincent established themselves as fresh voices in traditional music. Their vocal blend, unique and powerful, rivaling any blood-related sibling harmony group, has gained them attention from bluegrass, gospel, and traditional country fans and critics alike, garnering them 2 Grammy nominations and 13 International Bluegrass Music Awards. The banjo is a bigger-than-life instrument, a symbol of deep Southern American heritage. At the same time, beneath its veneer of old-time icon, the story of the banjo is one of enormous creativity and adaptation to many musical traditions around the world, from Africa to the Caribbean to North America to Europe and beyond. The new release, Classic Banjo from Smithsonian Folkways, contains 30 gems of banjo artistry from more than 300 albums in the Folkways collections, offering a gateway into the deep and varied veins of banjo history. From Classic Banjo, here is Bluegrass Breakdown from Bill Keith with Bill Monroe.
I'm in love with Ida Red. Irish, about half grown, jumps on a man like a dog on a bone. Irish, I'm in love with Irish. Irish, I'm in love with Irish.
We just heard Fly Around, My Blue-Eyed Girl, a medley by Pete Seeger, recorded in 1943 and appearing on the new collection titled Classic Banjo. Pete Seeger's self-published book, How to Play the Five-String Banjo, became a highly influential primer for future generations of urban banjo players. Steve Martin is currently in the fifth decade of a varied and accomplished career as a comedian, actor, author, and playwright, and as a Grammy-winning, boundary-pushing bluegrass banjoist and songwriter. His fellow Texas native Edie Burkell initially burst onto the national scene in the late 1980s, fronting the New Bohemians, and has since carved out an iconoclastic solo career that's solidified her reputation as a compelling singer and a songwriter of rare insight. Although these new musical partners have already built widely respected individual bodies of work, their inaugural duo effort is a substantial departure, as well as a creative milestone for both artists. That collaborative new album is titled Love Has Come For You, and this song is Sarah Jane and the Iron Mountain Baby.
Thrown off the bridge to the river by the reach was the Iron Mountain Baby. A man walking by said he heard a little cry and he found him in a suitcase. 50 feet down from the train to the ground, it's a miracle that he survived. What are the chances that a man will be standing there and take him home to his wife? Sarah Jane, Sarah Jane, be a mama to the boy from the train. Sarah Jane, Sarah Jane, be a mama to the boy from the train. 5 days old with a hand that could hold and the grip around your finger. Oh, Sarah Jane, no, she never did complain, cause she loved the little stranger. She brought him back to health and she kept him for herself when some women tried to claim him. If you'd been a good mama, then you never would have won. I'd gone and thrown him off the train then.
Sarah Jane, Sarah Jane, be a mama to the boy from the train. Sarah Jane, Sarah Jane, be a mama to the boy from the train.
Saints and sinners. Get along, Johnny. sit down to eat. Somebody's in the front yard. Old Miss Mary and her sister Mimi coming over just to play cards. Get along now. Go home. Get along now. Go on. Get along now. That's right. Get along now. Good night.
From Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, that was Get Along Stray Dog, which appears on their new album, Love Has Come For You. Steve has been playing the banjo since the early 1960s, appearing at the iconic Grand Ole Opry in 2009, and it's his consummate playing that perfectly complements his partner Edie Brickell's sardonic lyrics, a collection of parched fairy tales and joyful rustic character pieces. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. Love Has Come For You from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell is as elegantly steeped in the bluegrass traditions as possible, alive with a vivacious and affectionate energy which makes the ancient formula breathe again. We'll close out the show with Yes, She Did from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
Tell me she didn't go to the river. Tell me she didn't throw herself in.
Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did, Dad. Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Tell me she didn't leave her little children alone in the world with a drunken man.
Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did, Dad. Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Oh.
She didn't give up on living. Do something crazy she can't take back.
Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did, Dad. Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Tell me she didn't leave everybody crying and weeping and hurting like that.
Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did, Dad. Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
This is Utah Public Radio.